I'm Janelle, and you're listening to Mom's Secret Fort. Hey out there. It's now day 17 of lockdown for us here in Berlin, Germany. Or, as my friend Jody calls it, day 8,576. I know. Like many of you, I've been spending lots of quality time with my husband and daughter. So much quality time. It's actually been really good. It's been mostly really good. I've been living with these two characters for some time now, and I know them pretty well. Or I thought I did. One thing I did not know was the absolute insane volume of food they are capable of eating on a daily basis. They're both lean and fit, but it turns out that leaving the house for school or work was the only thing keeping either of them from eating 15 times a day, or at least keeping me from seeing them eat 15 times a day. So in the first 2 days of this lockdown ordeal, we ended up going through about 4 days worth of food. It's like we had goats wandering through the kitchen and grazing all day. And it's not like I wasn't feeding these people. Trust me, I went all Michelle Obama on them from the start. I figured I'd finally get to that 5 servings of fruits and vegetables everyone's been talking about since always. But there's a good reason we don't do what we should. Not only is it really expensive, it's exhausting. I spent so much time in the kitchen the first couple of days that I had to pull a chair in to give my back a break. But I was doing the thing. I was using recipes and putting down 3 hot meals a day with all the colors. My family was pretty excited. But those first couple of days, my whole day was planning meals, making meals, serving meals, eating meals, cleaning up after meals, and then dreading the next round of meals. How this wasn't enough food, I don't know, but in between all these meals, I started finding evidence of reckless snacking. Crumbs here and there, wadded up napkins, little empty plates. So essentially, we were living in one long, continuous meal that migrated through all the rooms in the house. I just couldn't take it. We've got a long road ahead of us, people, and we can't eat our way out of this. In fact, we need to stay healthy and away from the grocery store. So at the risk of being bossy, but with coronavirus backing me up this time, I made a big announcement at the beginning of day 3. No more all-day snacking. I explained the reasons and that it was for our health and that I didn't want to spend the whole day in the kitchen and cleaning up after continuous snacking, blah, blah, blah. At the end of the speech, my daughter Claire conceded that she may have dipped into the stores more than necessary and she would work on it. Then my husband looked at me plain in the face and said, "I haven't had any snacks in the last 2 days except for the one you brought me 2 days ago." I was stunned. Was he serious? He was. He was right. Those first few days in particular, he had been glued to his desk trying to get the new normal under control. He wasn't thinking about moving, much less snacking. So where had all the food gone? Then it hit me. It was me. I had been the one enjoying 5th snack by 2 p.m. I'm not a leave crumbs and napkins around the house kind of gal, but I am a stuff your emotions with cheese and crackers while cooking kind of gal. And I'm just not usually cooking so much or needing to stuff so many emotions. I know I'm not alone. My friend Sharon even sent me a picture of a lock she put on one of her cabinets. So today I thought we'd do an activity together. Whether you've got an actual family of 6 or are just eating like one, I'll share my hot tip. Go ahead and grab a piece of paper and a loud colored pen. I've got mine here. Okay, now write these 2 words. Kitchen closed. That's it. Set it down on your kitchen counter and walk away. It's not for your family. They're going to do what they're going to do. Just ask my friend Sharon. No, the sign is for you. Don't worry. It's not even to stop you from snacking. It just gives you a choice. Something we're a bit short on these days, don't you think? Thanks for listening. Before you go, I want to acknowledge how conscious I am of talking about excessive snacking at a time when people are struggling for their next meal. If you are also so lucky to be in a home with too many snacks, please remember to keep donating to your favorite charity that supports homeless and food insecure people. This week, my donation went to Mary's Place in Seattle, Washington. If you know of an organization that is helping people in your community, please feel free to tell us about them and post their link on Mom's Secret Fort's Facebook page. Thank you. Mom's Secret Fort is produced by me, Janelle Schermerhorn.
The music is Isolation by producer Loom Hill. The best ways to keep Mom Secret Fort going are to subscribe through your favorite podcast app, tell a friend, and like it on Facebook, where you can also access the show.